多少ちょっとこう、
We may have rushed through the explanations quite quickly, but in surveys, there has been much feedback telling us that our presentations are much too long, so we have had to speed up our presentations. But if it turned out to be too quick for you, well, we have some materials to hand out for you, but you can provide us with your feedback if you think that our explanations were carried out too quickly. Now, as Eva has mentioned...In regard to the U.S. business, which people have expressed their concern about, we have the person in charge, Wael Mohammed, participating here. So in regard to the U.S. business, if you want to ask about the front office aspects, you can ask about that as well. So we'd like to take one question at a time, and please wait for a staff member to bring a microphone to you to ask.
SMBC
My name is Kikuchi of SMBC Nikko Securities. There are three questions. First of all, I'd like to ask about the U.S. business. In regard to the sales of PlayApple, we understand that last year it was not doing so well, whereas this year there has been a recovery. But as a level, it's still quite low. In 2011, on a quarterly basis, it was about...66 million in pre-GAAP U.S. sales. But in 2012, it was about 60 million or more. And it was quite low at 63 million just for the third quarter. And now it's down to 57 million. And there was a temporary low level last year, but it's higher this time. But this is...It's pre-GAAP terms. It is the second worst result in recent times. So when it comes to the enterprise business, you see improvement in North America. But how is that recovery taking place? That's the first question. And for consumers, what is your outlook for the North America business for consumers?Without spending too much money, are you going to focus your efforts? But then there is the concern that perhaps the annual sales is going to go down. So for the enterprise market and the consumer market, what is going to be the situation in terms of net sales in the U.S.? I will ask a while to reply, but you mentioned about the pre-GAAP numbers just now. And in terms of pre-GAAP numbers...For multi-year contracts, we intentionally decrease. We mentioned about the number of projects per year. But when we have a multi-year contract, then it may seem high, but then it doesn't come in, out in the numbers after that. And so therefore, that has been taken into consideration. As for the remainder, I'll ask Wild to take over.
Quickly, and then I can give you the detail. The first one, on the consumer side, actually, for U.S. consumer, we did intentionally decrease our aggressive promotion in the retail, and therefore, the revenue is dropping. But the reason is because we're seeing that Windows is not doing that well, and therefore, we need to pull back and think about what is the next steps and what is the best way. And we are trying to focus our efforts in U.S. in other areas. So that's for the consumer side. And for the commercial side, I think when I say it's recovering, I feel it's very good. It's because the number of customers that is increasing, especially on the new strategic product side. I think for those deep discovery, we intentionally did discovery and did security. We rather have smaller deal because it's like a seeding quickly into the customer and into more customer. And that's why I think that is a good sign for U.S. But, Wael?
Great. Thank you. So first of all, thank you for the questions. As you all know, the U.S. is extremely important for us because there is a lot of opportunities, but also it has a lot of challenges. What we've been spending the last 18 months is try to understand those challenges, try to figure out how we can be able to improve our position. So the first thing that we have experienced this year is there is actually an overall improvement of in the market, the customer sentiment itself taking security seriously, and we don't see any challenges for them to move forward with the project. So that's the first thing. So there is a positive macro conditions. But there's a lot of things that was in our control that we needed to be able to work on. So some of the challenges, as Omakawa-san even mentioned, the decline, the severe decline of PC shipment in the U.S., it definitely alerted us to reconsider the way we're going to market, because it was very expensive acquisition of those customers, and there was level of uncertainty. So we are very lucky that we did not really need to experiment in the U.S. in the consumer at a very high cost like our peers, because we have a very good position in Japan that we can learn from. We have a very good position in Australia. So our strategy is to focus on our strong channel like Best Buy, for instance, where our peers do not exist, and try to learn from the experimentation that Japan and Australia have first, and then be able to pull that in and be able to invest further as we see more evidence. On the commercial side, as Eva mentioned, I've been very lucky to be in the industry for the last 20 years, worked for large companies, high growth companies, and emerging technology companies. And the US is very much the same. We are one of the large security players in the US when it comes to the traditional business, and we continue to work very closely with our channels to ensure that we nurture them and support them. We are in the middle of a high-growth market with data center security and cloud security. When you think about cloud security, you think about Amazon. When you think about cloud security in the U.S., you always think about Trend. When you think about data center virtualization, you think of VMware. When you think about data center security, you always think about Trend. It's still high growth. There's a lot of things we had to correct. As Nagi-san mentioned, we really felt there was no need to discount our deals with customers for multi-deal purposes. So we actually changed and tweaked our compensation plan, so our salespeople can be able to go and sell the first deal, because our product is very strategic and we did not need to basically discount upfront. When we reviewed our data, our empirical data showed in the last 3 years that we were discounting prematurely for no reason. The small tweak may impact the short-term basically value of the contract, but we're monitoring closely the transaction number, and we believe it's have improved dramatically. The third thing is the emerging side. We are an innovative company by default. We always look for what's next. So as a result, we find ourselves in an area that our competition is not in. And sometimes we have to compete with the smaller companies. And there's several products. One of them is the next generation anti-malware, for instance. When you think of that, you think of APT. And we are one of the largest companies in the U.S. that actually have a solution that works today. Where our competition don't, and they may probably have to go and find an acquisition to get there. Those are all positive. Nonetheless, this is the U.S. where everybody has to start there. So competition is furious. Price pressure is there. A channel is always challenged to who to present. So we're focused on three main things. Number one, we need to basically improve our operational excellence. So we've been working very hard in the last 12 months, and we're seeing great improvement in that. And you probably saw it with some of our margin results. Number two is paying very close attention to our channel, but not only educating them in our traditional business, which is they already know us about, but also show them how they can be able to do more money with us on the strategic side. The third, which is we believe is extremely important, is to improve our market share. Although traditional business, we've been there for a while, there's a lot of room for improvement. And we're paying a lot of attention. We're very excited about the strategic business, but we believe there's a lot of improvement we can do on the tradition as well. So overall, we feel confident in our ability to execute. Nonetheless, there is a lot of challenges some of it outside our control, macro conditions, PC shipment, infrastructure shifts, an introduction of new competitors. Paying attention to that closely, I believe we can be able to overcome them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Moving on to the second question about the labor cost, wages and salaries. It seems that there is an increase. Earlier, there was a mention that incentive is linked to the pre-gap performance, and this led to the increase. In Q3, how much decrease do you expect in terms of labor-related expenses? And what is the expectation for Q4 as well? Well, stock price is difficult to predict. And if their stock price is the same level, Q3 should be lower than Q2 in terms of those expenses. So in Q1 and Q3, there is no 6 months number that I mentioned earlier, but in Q2, it was included. So in Q4, we expect the number to be slightly higher than Q2 because Q4 revenue is going to be higher than Q2. But that's all we can say. We don't have any forecast for performance for Q4 either, so that would be my explanation. So Q3 will be more or less the same level as Q1. Well, exchange rate is shifting as well, so that's going to be a difference there. If you exclude the exchange rate impact, then if the stock price stays the same, there may be a slight increase, but not a major increase between Q1 and Q3. Stock price linkage. This is a stock option related item. This is the virtual share incentive plan, which we started recently. So it's not including the salaries, actually. In the bar chart, it would be part of the stock option related expenses at the bottom. And in Q2 and Q3, if you exclude options and just look at the labor cost, it should go down. But there's also the Forex impact, like Negi mentioned. So there may be a slight increase. But between Q2 and Q3, there should be a decrease, and then there should be a slight rise in Q4 again. So that's the general trend. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Then my third question. This is related to my first question, but in regard to AWS, for that business to expand, I'd like to ask about the impact as a result. When existing customers migrate completely to AWS, then would that result in decreased sales for you? Right now, using AWS, the customers are also using both the existing infrastructure and AWS, so you have a positive impact. But do you believe that for some time that situation will continue? Or if large account customers migrate to AWS, then does that mean that the product value of your company will go down? What's the situation that you are assuming? As for the background for this, there's a deep discovery, and you've mentioned that AWS business is growing. But if we look at pre-GAAP results, then it looks like the U.S. is growing. But in fact, on a quarter-on-quarter basis, it's down. And the overall pre-GAAP situation is weak. So in regard to what you're focusing your efforts on, if it grows, does this mean that your top line will grow as well? And when do you think that growth in the top line is expected to take place? If you have an outlook on that, that would be appreciated.
Answer about the AWS part. First of all, currently, because most of the people moving to AWS is their server, so server computing. And originally, their server did not put any type of server security on it. And therefore, those are new revenue for us. It's possible, but right now it's not happening. That is, if they move or their desktop computing also to AWS, then that would be a replacement of our original desktop protection. However, just like Wyatt mentioned, actually, even in US, our desktop protection market share is like 8%, right? And therefore, we have a lot of chance. Because of this change, we will be able to gain new market share because of that move. So for AWS move, I think, personally, I think the faster, the more move, we will benefit more. And on the deep discovery, I don't know, the pre-gap, I'm not quite sure that I understand which part of the pre-gap of deep discovery you mentioned about. But mainly, I would say in U.S., what we see, the commercial part, good progress is on the deep discovery part. And also, because of deep discovery, it improves our runway business on the traditional product. Deep discovery is not necessarily only growth in U.S.
Also, if I may ask about, if I may talk about the Japanese situation, AWS business is increasing, but also the sales for the endpoint area is also growing. And we have the mobile area. So from the PC devices, we also are seeing the management of mobile devices that are necessary. And so this is a positive factor for us. And so in the first half, the sales for endpoint has increased in Japan, and AWS has also increased. And it's increasing because of server security. And even if that is used, there's still endpoint security that is necessary in some way. So if the servers are outsourced, beyond that, it may be on-premise or it may be on cloud, but as a business, we believe that we can continue our activities in this area. But who becomes a servicer or who becomes the administrator makes a difference. But I believe that there are business opportunities that we can offer in this area. Also, in regard to the pre-gap sales, now pre-gap does not mean post-gap. There's fluctuations. And so I mentioned about the number of transaction cases. But in the case of AWS architecture, if it is completely dominant, and if you're asking whether our revenues will go down if everything becomes AWS, well, that's in the far future, in the future of cloud computing. And the usability is changing, and there should be new security cases, and the flow of information is important. Just because you use AWS doesn't mean security problems will disappear completely. So we're trying to attack a 2 trillion yen market, and we only have 100 billion now. So we believe that AWS is being selected by customers to save costs. But even
it's like our business, it has false. ね、ご検知とかありますね。まあ、とりあえず、あの、ワイルとしてはちょっと日本の技術の紹介。
I was just introducing to Wild the technology. Now, we didn't fake this alarm to try and evade answering the question. We just want to mention that the number one position in cloud security is important. So we want to go ahead of our competition and take the leadership. And so therefore, we are talking about journey to the cloud. And so if we follow this, we believe that we must follow this direction. And it is a fact that the world of IT is changing, and there's no mistake about that.
Thank you very much for your explanation. I'm Ueno from Daiwa Securities. Every time somebody asks the same question, but I want to ask it again. Cloud-related revenue, roughly speaking, how much is it? And how much is it in Japan? How much is it in the U.S.? For Japan, there was a slight mention, but please explain it again. Well, so far, we have only talked about the nuance, and
In Eva's presentation, the discovery, security, sales was included, and hosted sales is not included, so I think you can figure it out more or less from those numbers. Now, going back to the expense details, on this page, sales and marketing. I think sales marketing expense has been compressed during the first half. Goods of software. Again, this is smaller. What did you do? Well, cut the sales commission. That's one thing that we did. And of course, on the other hand, we have been making efforts to reduce costs. So no headcount increase, and also operational efficiency is being pursued so that we could reduce these expenses. Going forward, do you not expect this number to go up? Well, there are some variable elements depending on the level of sales, so I cannot say that it's not going to increase because that would be bad for the morale of the salespeople. According to our forecast or projection, we do not expect a huge increase in any items other than the variable incentives. One last question.
Now, there is the question about the segment, and there is the FX changes. So I would like to ask about the situation of the profits for improvement, and there was mention about the steps they're taking, but when it comes to North America and Europe, are there any special reasons why the profitability has improved upon? Well, in regard to the numbers, depending on how the numbers are disclosed, there is the royalty payments and so on that are included. There are some differences in the source of the information, but as mentioned, there's marketing costs and so on that is reflected here. So in that sense, there's the improvements. Is that separate from rebates and marketing expenses? Yes. But overall, for regional margins, the rebates are decreasing, thus improving the situation of the profits. So the reduced rebates will contribute to profits. I see. Thank you.
Any other questions? Just one question in the interest of time. Deep security. So in the beginning, you have bigger transactions and then small to mid-sized transaction increasing more and more. If you look at different regions, how are these things happening, and do you see a big collection of transactions in which specific region, and what is the background behind that? And AWS, a collaboration or partnership, this is not new, but is this limited to Japan, or is this a global initiative? So partnership and strategy with AWS, that's another question. Well, first of all, we have, in terms of deals, transactions, there are transactions in Japan, but there are many in North America, so maybe we should ask Weil to explain this to you.
So regarding the transactions of deep security, one of the greatest things about our business is that there is a big part of it happen naturally, and there is part of it requires what I call it resource-intensive selling. Deep security, the most difficult part of it is the initial sale. The barrier to enter to the customer, because of its sophistication, it takes a lot of resource intensity. And that itself is expensive. But the part of it after that, it can happen very naturally. What we found out that some of our sales teams were actually leveraging or benefiting from the natural progression of the larger deals without focusing and going and acquiring new deals. So we change the focus by making sure that you're focusing on the initial deal, allowing the natural progression of the deals to happen on its own, so the multiplier effect take place. So that's what that actually did not really happen overnight. So some of the questions about selling and marketing improvement, We've been working for the last 2 years to actually change the way how our sales team is focused in the market, and we start seeing some of these results is taking place in 2013, and we're hoping that will be even more improvement. But I wanted to highlight a very important point. The reduction of our selling and marketing did not mean reduction in our sales force. It's just the concentration and the increase of productivity of how our sales team go after selling our product. Our product nature have changed dramatically. Where before, for instance, when you sell to a desktop, the customer will buy a license for every single desktop they have. When you sell to a server, they will buy for one server set. So instead of discounting for older servers, we make sure that the server set is maximized and the premium is extracted. As it's successful, we found that that basically propagates inside the customers at a higher margin and less resource intensity. So that's a tweak that we had to make. Not a change, it's just a tweak. That did two things. It allows us to acquire more customers, which means seeding the market better. In the short term, that will reduce the size of the deals, but we believe that's healthier for us. The second thing is increase the productivity of our sales. And most importantly, I know Nagi-san mentioned it jokingly, reducing the commission is actually, it's a very natural progression because our sales folks now do not need to be compensated on a natural expansion. They only need to compensate it handsomely, as a matter of fact, for the resource-intensive part of the sale.
So do you think this trend will continue during the second half, changing in the customer base as well as changing in the approach within the market, within the company, as you increase the number of transactions over time?
That's our intention. That's our focus.
Are there any other questions? No more questions? Oh, there's one final question. My name is Tanaka of Nomura Securities, and in regard to the Japanese business, there are two questions I have. First of all, in regard to the consumer area, in first quarter and second quarter, there was considerable growth. I'd like to ask about the background for this. In the first quarter, there was ISP costs and so on, so I understand the growth here. But then in the second quarter, do you see continued growth? I'd like to ask about that aspect. Thank you. As you say, aside from Virus Buster, there's the password management and password manager and the mobile, where there is steady growth. And also there's renewal business. We have solid efforts made for our existing users to renew, and results have been generated. On pre-GAAP basis, then there is a lack of growth. Is there any particular reason for why there is a lack of growth in the pre-GAAP results? Well, for post-GAAP, the numbers are growing for post-GAAP. But there's some numbers from the first quarter that are reflected here. Mr. Omikawa's presentation touched upon it. Overall, in the Japanese market, the PC sales are going down. There's a lack of growth. And so therefore, we have a high market share. And it's difficult to have high growth rates in all quarters. That's the situation of Japan. The second question I have. In terms of scale, I think that it's still small, but for the tablet business, I'd like to ask. Recently, Amazon's Kindle has a new security software released from Trend Micro. And for smartphones and tablet, what's the recent trends? And what's the future potential? You have aggressive plans for the number of users, but could you tell us about the potential of this business and also about the margin rates? How is it going to differ from conventional products? That's my final question. First of all, in regard to the PC shipments, this is going down. But in regard to the number of PCs that exist, there's still a considerable number that are out in the market, and there are also tablets and so on that are appearing. New devices are appearing into the market. So comprehensively, when we consider this as one family, there's going to be a variety of different devices in different homes. And so, there's the jewelry box that has been released for offering convenience. And as more and more people use multi-devices, how do we increase convenience as well as safety and security? We all have to do more and more product development. And people haven't abandoned their PCs. And as for devices for information purposes, there's enhanced efforts that we'll be making for the iOS and also for data and downloaded applications and devices on a multi-OS basis. We'll offer our products and solutions. As more devices are used, then we would like to provide what can be used on them. And also we're looking at business models. It's not just things being sold in the retail stores. If it's Amazon's Kindle, that's only available in the Amazon store. So depending on the device, the business model will change as well. And so we have to respond, which means that our profit structure will change from that of the profit structure going through retail stores. So, as utilization becomes more and more diverse, we'll have to respond by providing solutions and business models that fit. And so for the tablet, well, we consider the existing PCs as a device. And between the data and the device and the downloaded applications and also the functions for social networks, we must consider the best way to provide comprehensively. And so the total number of devices becomes our target. And so how we can capture them for our market is the approach that we'll be taking to the consumer market. I'm sorry that my answer hasn't been so well summarized. Thank you. Any other questions? And with that, we would like to close off the Trend Micro second quarter results explanation. As already mentioned, we would like to manage things even better in the future, so please provide us with your feedback. And thank you very much for coming, despite your busy schedules and despite the hot weather.